Our message this morning is a July 4th message, and it marks our 246 years as a nation. 246 years. Our nation began with people giving praise, honor, and glory to God. Godly people formed this nation. We were a godly nation, as is evident by every state's constitution, stating that it was grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Can you believe that? Every state has that in their constitution. You wouldn't know that today, would you? And I bet many states today would not even do that. Maryland was the first. Its preamble in 1776 says this: "We, the people of the state of Maryland, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious liberty." How precious that is. And that theme continued throughout as the states made their constitutions. As the states were founded, the people were grateful to Almighty God. The gratefulness of our past should never be forgotten. We should all continue to be grateful to God. We need to express our thankfulness to Him daily. The people who started this country knew that God was the creator of all things. I don't know if that would be the case today. Revelation 4:11 says, "Worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power and praise. For thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they existed and were created." God has recreated all things, and we give him honor and glory. In Acts 17:28, one of my favorite verses, it says, "For in him we live and move and exist." As even some of your own poets have said, "For we are his offspring." Philippians 1:21 is one of Paul's favorite verses. He says, "For me to live is Christ and to die is gain." The people during that time, they loved and they knew God. They knew him in all their heart, with all their soul. And that's why they could go on to be, and be martyred, the disciples. That's why the people could be tortured, thrown into lions and bears, and burned at the stake, because they had a faith in God that did never quit. They loved him with all their soul and with all their mind. They knew what Christ had done for them, and they praised him from their very soul. God has not only created us, but our very existence is of him. It says, "By the grace of God, we are who we are." In fact, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:10, "There but by the grace of God go I." Paul was saying everything he did was by the grace of God. And that is so important for us to understand. Everything we do is by the grace of God when we give him the honor and the glory, when we are in his will. If we're out there in sin, no, it's not by the grace of God. But everything else is by the grace of God. When we're driving down the road, when we're breathing, every breath we take is by the grace of God. Amen is right. Paul knew what God had done for him. And we need to know what God has done for us. That Jesus died for our sins. And that his blood was shed for us. We need to know that in our heart, in our soul, in our mind. If we have a family member who does not agree with that, we need to talk to them. We cannot ignore it. Because if we ignore that, where is their future going to be? Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Share it with them. Because you want them to be home with you in heaven for eternity. The Apostle Paul gave us the definition of the gospel of Christ in 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. "For I deliver to you of first importance what I also receive, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and on the third day He was raised from the dead according to the Scriptures. That's the gospel that we are to share with others. That God loves you. God loves us. That He had His Son die for us. And His Son is risen today. Not just that His Son died for us, but His Son is risen today. This is of first importance. That Christ, our Lord and Savior and the Son of God, lives today. Our founding fathers, godly men, inspired by God, wrote the Declaration of Independence. It begins, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." You know, at the time this was written, the people, the kids, the adults, they all knew this preamble. They did. They knew that God created everyone equal. There was no racism. There's no racism in the Bible. And there's not in God's plan. And it was not in the Constitution of this country. When one looks at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we can think of our physical life, our physical liberty, and our physical happiness. But these were godly men who wrote this. Were they thinking of spiritual life, spiritual liberty, and spiritual happiness and joy? As our country was founded on religious freedom. First, we think of life. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, "I have come that they may have life, and they may have it more abundantly." That's what Jesus came for. He came so that when we die, well, not only now, but when we live today, we can have abundant life. But when we die, we'll have abundant life for eternity. If someone does not know Jesus, they won't have that abundant life for eternity. Eternal life only comes through knowing and believing in Christ Jesus as Savior, Lord, and the Son of God. Don't be ashamed to let someone know that. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 12, it says, "He who has the Son has life. He who has not the Son of God has not life." Either you do or you don't. Second, liberty. Liberty means being free. Jesus said in John chapter 8, 31, 32, and 36, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If therefore the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Our spiritual liberty and our spiritual freedom are only through our faith and keeping the word of God. Knowing and believing in Christ Jesus. Third, it talks about the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is only found through faith in Christ. You know, you find somebody who knows Christ, they can be much happier than those who do not know Christ. That's where true happiness comes from. Galatians 5, 22 says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, faithfulness. Against such there is no law." But the second fruit is joy. We are happy because we know Almighty God, our Creator, and our Father in heaven. Psalm 144, verse 15 says this, "How blessed are the people whose God is the Lord." But if you read that in the King James, it says this, "How happy are the people whose God is in the Lord." Are you happy in Christ? Are you? You can only have that happiness through knowing Jesus Christ. We are commanded to love the Lord our God. Jesus commands us to love Him and the Father in Matthew 22, 37. Where He says, "This is the first and great commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." and with all your strength. We are to love him with everything, with our total being. And when we love him with our total being, it honors and glorifies him. It brings praise to him. As Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. When we show that happiness and that joy and we love him, others will see that. And it praises the Father. It glorifies the Father. There are some precious verses here in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, 18 through 12, which says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. And let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonderful deeds which he has done, his marvels and the judgments from his mouth. Seek him continually, it says, and speak of all the wonderful things he has done. Isn't that precious? Then today we started with Psalm 92, 1 and 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to thy name, O Most High. To declare thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness by night. So that's what we should be declaring, his faith, his glory. Yesterday, we were at Myrna's brother's house. And so he got up, and I was awake at 4. But anyway, he